The procession. Filled with holy joy, radiant with the mystic light, excited, like the Venerable Simeon, by the impulse of the Holy Spirit, the Church goes forth to meet her Emmanuel. It is this meeting which the Greek Church calls the Hippopontae, footnote, or Hippante, under which name she also designates today's feast. The Church would imitate that wondrous procession which was formed in the Temple of Jerusalem on the day of Mary's purification. Let us listen to Saint Bernard. Quote, "On this day, the Virgin Mother brings the Lord of the Temple into the Temple of the Lord. Joseph presents to the Lord a son, who is not his own, but the beloved son of that Lord himself, and in whom he is well pleased. Simeon, the just man, confesses him for whom he had been so long waiting. Anna, too, the widow, confesses him. The procession of this solemnity was first made by these four, which afterwards was to be made, to the joy of the whole earth, in every place and by every nation. Let us not be surprised at its then being so little, for he they carried was little. Besides, all who were in it were just, and saints, and perfect. There was not a single sinner." End quote. First Sermon on the Purification. And yet, let us join the holy procession. Let us go to meet Jesus, the spouse of our souls, as did the wise virgins, carrying in our hands lamps burning with the flame of charity. Let us remember the command given us by our Lord. Let your loins be girt and lamps burning in your hands, and you yourselves like to men who wait for their Lord. Footnote, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 35 and 36. Guided by faith and enlightened by charity, we shall meet and know him, and he will give himself to us. The Holy Church opens her chants in this procession with the following antiphon, which is found, word for word, in the Greek liturgy of this same feast. Adorn thy bride chamber, O Sion, and receive Christ thy King. Salute Mary, the gate of heaven, for she beareth the King of glory, who is the new light. The Virgin stands, bringing in her hands her Son, the begotten before the day star, whom Simeon, receiving into his arms, declared to the people as the Lord of life and death, and the Savior of the world. Then is added the following anthem, taken from the Gospel, in which is related the mysterious meeting between Jesus and Simeon. Simeon had received an answer from the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. And when his parents brought the child into the temple, he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, in peace." When his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him into his arms. On re-entering the church, the choir sings the following responsory. They offered for him to the Lord a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons, as it is written in the law of the Lord. After the days of Mary's purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they carried Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it is written in the law of the Lord. After the procession, the celebrant and his ministers put off their purple vestments and vest in white for the Mass of the Purification. But if it be any of the three Sundays, Septuagesima, Sexagesima, or Quinquagesima, the Mass of the feast is deferred till the morrow, as we have already explained.